Welcome, everyone, to our very special Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea recap podcast featuring my co-host, Christina.
Hi, everybody. I know that a lot of people were interested in finding out what happened on the Jericho cruise, so we thought we'd do a special edition of the podcast just to go over some of the things that went down. Now, we're not going to spoil the tournament results at all. The pay-per-view is happening tomorrow, but we wanted to still discuss some of the matches that went down and just some of the meet and greets and kind of how some of the things played out. Do you want me to start? Or
yeah, so let's start with basically our day one.
Okay, so day one, we ported out of Miami around 4 o'clock. So it started with JR and King doing a toast to the cruise. They gave us free shots of like screwdrivers, essentially, because the cruise was sponsored by New Amsterdam Vodka. So, and as an aside, King doesn't drink alcohol, so his was only orange juice. He let us know later. But they did a toast to the cruise and then introduced Fozzie, who came out, and they opened with Judas, and it was amazing. And pretty much everyone that was on the ship was pretty much on the pool deck at that point watching. So the layout of the ship was the wrestling ring and a stage were set up on the pool deck level. So they actually closed off one of the pools and jacuzzis in order to set up kind of like a floor type area for the stage. And then they also had a ring set up in the appropriately named Stardust Lounge or theater. They did some podcasting and some stuff in there as well. So it was pretty cool the way that they had it all set up. So Fozzie performed, and then we needed to eat, so we ate, and then wrestling started. So the first wrestler we really saw wrestle was Marty Scurll, which was like the greatest thing of all time. From there, we ran to go see Talk is Jericho, which is happening in the Stardust Theater. That one was a tribute to Eddie Guerrero, which featured Rey Mysterio, Conan, and Diamond Dallas Page. That one was taken or done in the ring with them just seated inside of the ring in the on top of the stage. I posted a picture for anyone that actually knows me of that setup as well. We might post it on our Facebook page also so you guys can see what that kind of looked like. And then from there, there was more wrestling, so we headed back up to the pool deck, and the biggest pop of the night definitely went to Cody. His pop was insane. He definitely played up to the crowd for that too. He really seemed to appreciate it, especially because we were outside in the middle of the ocean. It was extremely loud, so it was kind of a cool thing to see. That was pretty much day one.
So that was basically day one.
Forgot to say the funniest thing that happened.
Oh, what's the funniest thing
that happened? Okay, so there, for anyone that's never been on a cruise before, there's a mandatory safety, like evacuation type of meeting that happens before the cruise actually leaves the port. So we were all congregated in one of the like pub areas in order to go over all the safety information. And next to us was actually Scott D'Amore. So for those who don't know, he is the like vice president of Impact. So he was sitting next to us, and they were talking about, in the case of emergency, please call like the emergency phone number. So we're all like, okay, waiting to hear it. And then they say 911, which proceeded to have everyone that was in that area burst out laughing. And Scott leaned over and was like, did you guys get that? If there's an emergency, do you know what the number is? And I was crying because it was like the funniest, most unexpected thing that pretty much ever happened. And it was just funny that it was Scott that leaned over to say that. So, okay, now that's the end of day one.
Okay, so that's the end of day one. Now I'll take over the reins here. Day two, for most of the day, consisted of two meet and greets. Now, the meet and greets, to our understanding before we left, they told us that from a selection of superstars and guests, we were going to be able to pick 2 to 3. I think it started as 2 originally, and then they updated it to say we get to pick 3 people that we would be meeting. So Christina and I were trying to decide, okay, do we meet different people so that we can kind of get more autographs, or do we meet the same people because we want to meet the same, like, let's say, for example, Jim Ross or Mick Foley or something. Like, obviously, we would want to meet them over maybe somebody else. So we were kind of having a debate, trying to see how it's going to all play out. Turns out that in the morning, we get a little flyer outside our door that tells us everyone who's going to be in the meet and greet sessions. And basically, there ended up being 3 meet and greet sessions overall, and they basically divided up every single guest on the cruise all the talent within those meet and greets. So there wasn't a 2 to 3 person. It was a free-for-all of whoever you can get.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, so we were freaking out. And so basically on that second day, these are what the roster looked like for the meet and greets. Rhett Titus, Will Ferreira, Kenny King, Matt Taven, Noelle Foley, Frank the Clown was with her, unfortunately. Jerry the King, Lawler. Yeah, he's cool. He's a cool guy. Jerry the King, Lawler, Sami Callihan, LAX, Brian Cage, Melissa Santos, Cody Rhodes, Brandi Rhodes, The Young Bucks, Papa Buck, Jim Ross, DDP, Rey Mysterio, Marty Scurll, Kenny Omega, and Jay Lethal. So what were you going to say?
So those were all the ones that were in the first 2 sessions. Now, there were also, like, different bands that were also performing, so we didn't meet them. We just pretty much kept it predominantly for the wrestlers for the meet and greet, just because of, like, the timing of everything. Now, how it worked was you needed to go beforehand and get a number in order to get in. So we got lucky and got a number in the first one because we were actually late. So we went around, like, 10:30. The first meet and greet was happening at 11, and we got the number 6. So we were a little concerned about getting into the room because the meet and greets were only scheduled for an hour. By the time we got into the room, it was about maybe 40 minutes or so into the meet and greet. And the line to meet Kenny Omega, Marty Scurll, and Jerry the King Lawler was huge. Like, they were actually, like, stopping it and then letting some people go and then letting more people get added in. So they ended up staying for an additional hour in order to try to accommodate everyone that was in there. But there were a considerable amount of people that didn't get a number that weren't able to attend the meet and greet at all. So people were pretty upset. So what ended up happening was some people stayed about 45 minutes into that first meet and greet and ended up getting a number for the second meet and greet in order so that they would at least get into a meet and greet that day. So when we left our meet and greet, once we got everybody, now, before I go there, so for some of the people, like, the Kenny Omega line was so big that they weren't allowing any photos in order to try to make the line progress faster. So what we did was we actually took video of meeting them so that we could, like, show, like, here's our interaction with them, even though we couldn't get a photo type of thing. And in that line in particular, Alex happened to turn around and catch my entire interaction with Kenny Omega, which was, like, so cool because I was able to take a screenshot of the video and now I have, like, a picture with him type of thing, aside from, like, this fake selfies that I was taking with him behind me. So that was, like, my main concern because when I found out he was in the first meet and greet, I was, like, super nervous that I wasn't going to get to meet him. So we got in the room, we got it done, and we called it sick stressful experience. So when we left that meet and greet, we went right back upstairs in order to get a ticket for the second meet and greet. So there was some confusion and a lot of, like, really bad miscommunication from the group that was actually organizing it. So we went into line. We were, like, 3rd or 4th in line. And then they told us to wait outside the, like, like on the railings or whatever of the ship. So we were waiting there. Then the girl came back and said, oh, you guys actually can't like be in line, but just hang out here and then you'll get your tickets eventually. Well, then I went inside the ship for a minute. And when I came back, I had noticed that there was like two full lines in the ship plus our full line outside of the ship. So then everyone started to get mad. So we all started to come in. And then it was like complete chaos of trying to figure out, you know, who was actually first. And we were told to go outside. They were told to line up inside. And there was a lot of people that were waiting and a lot of people that were mad because they hadn't gotten into the first one originally. So they were even more mad now that they might not get into the second. So we kind of like shoved our way through to the front because of my years of concert experience. I was able to do so pretty easily. And we ended up getting a number four. But it was really number six because they'd given out ones and twos to the first group that didn't get into the first meet and greet.
Five and six. They gave out five and six, and then they started one, two, three, four.
Right.
And we got number four.
Right. So, but they took like the five and six as one and two, essentially, and then shifted all of our numbers back. So essentially, we were number six again. So now, again, we're panicking whether we're going to get in on time and what have you. We managed to get through the room, which worked out great. Luckily, we didn't have the pressure of needing to meet Rey Mysterio because we'd already met him. So that kind of eased off a lot of the pressure of that particular meet and greet. And then, again, we had another six stressful experience. Then do you want to talk about what happened wrestling-wise?
So after the meet and greet, we proceeded to go to the first wrestling event of the day. Every day had two wrestling events, separated by usually a concert or a podcast or something along those lines in between. Now the second whole day consisted of more of the Ring of Honor, Sea of Honor tournament, matches, as well as, just some other, you know, they had, Women of Honor matches thrown in there, and some small featured matches. So, but all very entertaining. The crowd was into everything, which is great. And we also saw some of the stars perform for the first time on the cruise because they had performed the day one. For example, Jay Lethal, who brought out his famous Black Machismo character, like mid-match, basically, just because of the chants that the fans were throwing at him. So some of the fans even gave him like hats and glasses and things like that. So he got into the full character, cut a promo after as Black Machismo, asking if anyone had seen Ricky Steamboat, and if they have, tell them that he's looking for him. So everybody was kind of laughing about that. But it was a very fun day of wrestling.
He also, so SoCal Val was the host. Essentially, she was doing all the ring announcing. And he treated her like she was Elizabeth. So he would like bring her around and like talk to her and stuff. So that played out again later, like the following day as well. But like the way that they played it out was awesome. Honestly, Jay Lethal is one of the most entertaining people I've ever seen wrestle. Just the way he interacts with the crowd and everything was just top notch. He was like, and he was really nice, like probably one of the nicest ones that we met on the cruise overall. So it was really, really fun. So after that wrestling, I think we went to go eat and then there was more wrestling that day. But I think, again, it was just more Sea of Honor type of stuff. Nothing major. So now we are arriving in the Bahamas. So this is day three of the cruise. We left the ship for a little bit just because we wanted to just walk around since we were there anyway. But we didn't want to be out too late just because we also kind of wanted to relax after being in lines for quite a bit of time the day before. So we ended up walking out behind Silas Young and Kenny King and walking behind them for quite a bit, actually. Jerry the King Lawler and his wife were also in front of us. And
I didn't see them.
Jerry the King and...
Yeah,
he was in front of us for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I never even noticed.
Mm-hmm. No, and it was their first cruise too, I think.
Yeah.
So,
he did say that.
And then, like, there was Hurricane and his wife were walking around. So there was quite a few wrestlers just kind of walking around also, which was pretty cool. We got back to the ship early just to relax and, you know, like, enjoy the pool a little bit since it was quieter on the ship. And we ended up in the hot tub with Will Ferreira and Beer City Bruiser. which was super cool because they were really nice and they were really chatty. And Will Ferrer was actually telling us how he was the cameraman that was injured. If you guys remember long ago, you know, Dean Ambrose is having this whole feud thing. So he bumps the cameraman and Triple H arrests him for injuring the cameraman. That was Will Ferrer. So there's a little bit of insider knowledge for you guys now. So that was pretty cool. And they seemed to be having a really good time too, which was really nice just because we weren't really anticipating seeing them around. So at this point we had seen the Briscoes and the Buffet and a whole bunch of like people kind of all over the place. We must have run into Ellsworth 100 times. So it was just neat that they were willing to kind of interact with us on that kind of scale. So there was also a lot of really entertaining things that were happening at the pool. So at this point I had left the pool in order to hold the spot for Corey Taylor's performance and for wrestling later, just because it was kind of first come, first serve in terms of where you were going to be during those events. So in this time, there was a group of guys that were kind of doing like wrestling stunts and chops and things and throwing themselves into the water, whatever. And we were also docked right next to the Oasis of the Sea, which if you haven't seen how big the ship is, it's huge. It could have eaten our ship whole and still had room. Like it was massive. So they started to actually call out to that ship because they were looking down at our ship trying to figure out why we had a wrestling ring. So you name it, there was lots of chants. We told them to suck it. We told them that, you know, they sucked and our ship was better and all kinds of things. And they were just kind of watching and laughing and it was really entertaining and fun. So then Corey Taylor takes a stage, which was the best thing ever because I absolutely love him. So he performed for 2 hours and his set was incredible. It was all acoustic. So it was him and his best friend. He performed some stuff solo, but the rest of it was, you know, with his friend, including the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song, which if you didn't know, he wrote that and performs it. So that was really neat. And in that time, the other ships that were near us were leaving the port. So like they were honking and whatever, blowing the horn or whatever it is. And he was like calling them out and swearing at them and perform outdoors on a ship, they said. It would be fun, they said, because he kept getting interrupted. But he was really good about it and he played along really well. So that was really an amazing experience as well. Then we got back into some wrestling action. So some of the highlight matches were Jay versus Mark Briscoe, which was amazing. I mean, really one of the best matches I've ever seen live. It was so, so well done. And luckily I was able to tell both of them that the following day, but it was just incredible. Marty Scurll versus Sami Callihan, also a very entertaining match. They did end up in the pool, which was very, very neat, but really overall a really great match. And then we had Alpha Club versus Bullet Club. So the Bullet Club came out first, and they were all wearing different variations of the same Bahamas like tank top, which was like dyed like neon pink, neon green, neon blue type of coloring. And then the Young Bucks came out, and then Jericho came out wearing like the identical outfit as the Young Bucks, and then they were referred to as either Bucks of Jericho or is it Y2 Jackson? I'm not going to spoil that match because it's going to be on the pay-per-view and you should just watch it. It was absolutely incredible. I pretty much lost my mind because obviously Kenny Omega was in the ring and seeing him wrestle in person was just like one of the most like amazing things ever. So please watch that match. And then after that, Mick Foley had a show in the Stardust Theater, which was good as well. So that was pretty much our Bahamas day 3. Then we get into day 4. And there's which was the last full day. And we had another meet and greet. So we went into line. We decided we would go check to see if there was anyone in line around 9:30. The meet and greet was at 1. 12? The meet and greet was at 1. They were going to hand out the tickets at 12:15, yeah. 45 minutes before. So at 9:30, we decided to check, and there was already a line. So we decided, okay, well, we're going to wait in line, and we kind of swapped to take turns for each of us to go have breakfast and things like that because we didn't eat the first time when we did the meet and greets, just because of the way that it all worked out. So this time we at least split it up. So in that time before the meet and greet as well, was going to be another Talk is Jericho with the Bullet Club. So this was everybody that was there. So the Young Bucks, Adam Page, Cody, Marty Scurll, and Kenny Omega. And that was going to be happening on the pool deck stage. So I ran up to see them come out and got, like, you know, some video and pictures of them sitting all together, which was amazing. In that time, they talked about, you know, how there's no real leader of the Bullet Club, that they don't know where that came from because, you know, you don't pick a leader out of your friends, that type of thing. And Kenny was saying how he had wanted to quit wrestling, but he actually had a match with AJ Styles in Winnipeg in front of about 400 people. And after that match, he realized that, you know, he didn't want to do MMA. He really felt super passionate still about wrestling and wanted to stick with wrestling. Then they were talking about, they made mention of CM Punk because they said that he used to refer to himself as, like, the leader of the locker room, and that they were all kind of offended by that because they didn't understand why he was the leader, especially with, like, more senior guys being in the room like Jericho. And once he pulled that leader of the locker room story out, and Booker T was actually there, and they're arguing about garbage, I guess, like, leaving their garbage around. So Booker T, like, dumped his garbage on the floor just to prove a point that he, you know, wasn't going to listen to him because obviously Booker T is the more senior that's in the room. And they thought that was funny, and they were laughing, and it was all a good time. And then Cody was saying how Stardust wasn't good enough for Vince, and he couldn't handle it. Not that Cody himself, as he knows, obviously, and as he's been, obviously was, you know, main event type of material. It's just that he was stuck with the Stardust character, to which Jericho said that he ran with it, you know, and he did. He did a really good job with it, but that's obviously not what he wanted to amount to, and, you know, good on him for making that decision to leave. And then at that point, Marty Scurll turns to him and goes, "You were Stardust?" Like, and totally played it off and made it funny. So it was a good time. Then Alex and I switched. And then Alex actually went up to see some of the podcasts as well, since we were still waiting in line. We didn't even have tickets at this point for the meet and greet. So Alex, you can say what they talked about when you were there.
So when I went to the podcast, the main thing that they were mentioning was how the Elite name kind of came about. And basically what they were saying was that when they kicked out AJ Styles, they were saying that they were the Elite of the Bullet Club, the Elite being Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. And then shortly after, they started the Being the Elite video vlog, like, kind of, you know, their traveling show on YouTube. And then, you know, as the episodes went along, Cody's been in them all. Marty's been in them all, Adam Page, Adam Cole, like, they've all kind of been in there, rest his soul, Adam Cole. And basically what they were saying was that they're all kind of the Elite, right? I mean, they're all in the show, they're all on the same team. They don't have the Elite between them, like, they're all the Elite. So coming out of that, they've decided that from that point on, they were going to be referred to as a whole, as the Elite, and they were actually going to be leaving Bullet Club because they don't think that the Bullet Club, as it is in Japan, is the way that they want to be portrayed. So effectively, the Elite is no longer part of the Bullet Club. It's its own separate entity now. So that was something pretty crazy to just hear on this podcast, on a pool deck in front of 2,000 people.
In the middle of the ocean.
In the middle of the ocean. So some pretty interesting news there. Also, during Cody's first match, or I should say after the first match he had, I think on day one or two, I can't remember, he said that there's no way he's going back to WWE right now. He's definitely not going to be in the Rumble, and he's going to be planning for All In 2. So that got big reactions from the crowd. People were pretty excited about that. And during our meet and greet, he also kind of told us that he was setting up All In 2.
hopefully, fingers crossed, and that they were going to be using Ticketmaster probably because they can handle more of the traffic. Because him and Adam Page tried to get a ticket for themselves, and they couldn't even get one because of how crazy the traffic was and how all the tickets sold out in about 5 seconds.
I want to go so bad.
So, really, we'll see what happens with that.
Let's hope that happens, because I need to go.
And then...
So, meet and greet. So, then we get our tickets for meet and greet number 3.
So, essentially, they gave us our tickets and told us to stay in line because we were going to be number 1. So we would just get walked in, essentially, into the room. So we were excited. It worked out. Thank God. We're going to get in. We're going to get out. Because what had happened was a couple of the wrestlers decided to do additional meet and greets in order to try to accommodate some of the people that didn't get to meet them earlier. And Kenny Omega had an additional meet and greet as well. So we thought, you know what, if we can get through this line, maybe we can meet him again. Which is me just being greedy, but that's okay. So... we get walked into the room, and there's already about 150 people in there. So they must have handed out additional tickets again after meet and greet number 2. And we didn't realize it, so then we start panicking because, again, now we're in these long lines, and we thought we were going to get through the lines faster. But it was still a stressful experience. So the people that were in meet and greet number 3 included Ricky Steamboat and Mick Foley. All of SCU, so basically Kazarian, Christopher Daniels, Scorpio Sky, Colt Cabana, both Briscoes, so Jay and Mark, Raven, which everyone's freaking out about, Corey Taylor, which I was freaking out about, Dalton Castle, Cheeseburger, and Beer City Bruiser. So, and again, there was some, like, other, like, bands and stuff, but we didn't bother meeting them. So, we made it through, got to meet everybody. Got pictures with pretty much everyone except for a few people that basically the security people that were with them weren't allowing photos, whereas everybody else is kind of allowing it to be, you know, taken regardless of the sign. So yes, I'm talking about the Briscoes picture, which clearly says no photos allowed behind me, but that's okay. They were cool about it. And it was cool to be able to tell them that their match was amazing. So we made it through the meet and greet, and then essentially ran up for more wrestling. So in this first little bit of wrestling, Jay Lethal was going to have a match with Scorpio Sky, and he decided to make it a title match just because why not? They were having a good time on the ship, and he thought that Scorpio Sky deserved it. So they had a really good match. It was a really, really good match. And then at the end of that match, Johnny Impact actually ran to the ring. And I actually have a really cool photo of both of them holding the belts up. And you can see, like, the clouds behind them and everything. It was really neat. It was a really cool experience just because, obviously, like, you have three promotions kind of all working together with, like, zero issues. So it was neat to kind of have them together. So they kind of hinted, you know, someday in the future, maybe they'll both, you know, wrestle each other type of thing, which was neat. There was also a Kiss My Foot match featuring Matt Taven versus Delirious. That one was also super entertaining. And we got, a full moon in the middle of the sky. So that was nice. So, good times right there. Then we ate cause we need to do that. And then we had more wrestling. So, we had the intergender match, which was James Ellsworth against Jenny Rose. That had a lot of really good crowd chanting, throughout the match. James Ellsworth is really good at getting people really mad. So, that was a good time. We had the finals for the Sea of Honor tournament, which I'm not going to spoil. But another good match there. And then we had Impact versus ROH. ROH coming from the Mushroom Kingdom. So that was their costume. So that night, everybody was dressed in costumes, essentially. So I was dressed as Elias. Alex was dressed as Mick Foley. And the Bullet Club / Elite were dressed as Mario, Luigi, Wario, two princesses, Bowser, and then a special appearance from Toad at the end. I'll post a picture so you guys can see who was dressed as what, but it was really cute. Sorry. It was really cute. It was cute to me. I don't care. I'm a girl. It was cute. So I enjoyed it. It was a good time. There was a lot of really good chanting, throughout the, cruise, but some of our favorites included Vince Can't Touch This, which happened during the Alpha Club versus Bullet Club match, Macho Cheese, because Jay Lethal teamed with Cheeseburger for a match, and that was one of the chants that they came up with. There was also Flip That Burger, which was Flip Gordon and Cheeseburger. Then Holy Ship happened a lot, and that kind of happened because they were saying, well, you know, this is going to be on TV, and I know that's what you guys are saying because we're on a ship. So that one kind of came up. Our Ship's Better is one of the chants that we were chanting to the Oasis of the Seas cruise. There was also a SpongeBob SquarePants chant, aloe vera chant. There was a few during Jericho's podcast. I just can't think of some of the other ones right now. Bucks of Jericho, or is it Y2 Jackson? The Mario theme song, people were kind of humming that along and they were going crazy. Where's Your Chin? Obviously who that was directed to. Jenny's Gonna Kill You, Mom Said No, and Please Don't Ground Him. Do you want to say the story of that one, or do you want me to say it?
You can say it.
Okay, so there was this kid, he was probably, I don't know, 10 or so, and he wanted to jump in the pool with those guys that were kind of messing around before Corey Taylor set, and the mom came and said no. So she kind of took him.
And he was wearing like regular clothes.
And he was
clothes.
Wearing full clothes. Like he had shoes and socks on and everything. So mom said no. So then the mom said no chant started. So she starts laughing. Kid waits until she turns around and then guns it to the pool and jumps in. So then everyone starts cheering and going crazy. And then Please Don't Ground Him chant started in order to make sure he doesn't get in trouble because they kind of egged him on and he, you know, fell into peer pressure. I found out later his name is Donovan just because there's this like Facebook group and I happened to see it. Some other highlights after the Jericho podcast about Eddie Guerrero, there was a wedding. They got married by Jericho in the Stardust Theater. There was also an engagement that happened during Corey Taylor's set and he noticed it and then he sang them a song, which was really cool. Let's see. What else was there? I don't know. It was just really cool because they were just around. Like, for the most part, they weren't hidden away. Like, they were out and about in the ship. They were having a good time. They were taking pictures. They're still posting pictures from the cruise. After the Impact versus ROH match, Cody took the mic, and then he essentially thanked everybody for what, you know, for being on point the whole trip. You know, he said he wants Jericho to do another cruise, and that sentiment was kind of reiterated quite a few times. Then the cruise ragers, as we were called, created a sign that said, get well soon, Roman, and a bunch of people signed it, and they had it kind of taped against the railings, and it caught his eye. So he made mention of that as well about, you know, how they're all pulling for him and stuff like that, and they can't wait to see him soon. And the reactions that he gets from people. They also discussed how amazing it was that all of these promotions could get together and work together and not have a single issue and have it just be about the wrestling and the fans and just having a good time without any politics. That was also reiterated by Jericho. He did a podcast with Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler. I think that was night two. And they kind of mentioned that as well about, you know, one day wanting a promotion where there isn't all this political stuff and it's just back to basics type of thing. Kenny Omega was on the mic for a little bit as well, just kind of thanking everybody. Jericho had said about Kenny, he said, you know, I don't like it because they don't call me the GOAT for no reason. However, Kenny Omega is the best wrestler in the world. And he kind of really, like, he really put him over. It was actually, like, the cutest thing ever. Sorry. It was the best thing ever. Alex doesn't like it when I use the word cute, but it was cute and adorable, and I loved it. But you could just tell how well these guys get along and what a good group of guys were chosen in order to represent their companies on this trip. And for a first ever Rockin' Wrestling Rager, it was probably the most perfect experience combination you could have ever hoped for, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It's just, you know what, like, there's, I think, 2,200 people on the cruise. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. We had nothing to base our expectations on. And, you know, they blew us away. The wrestling was amazing. The wrestlers were amazing. Just, you know, the way they were with all the guests on the boat. And just, like, all the podcasts and the concerts and everything that we were able to attend. Because there were so many events that were going on that we weren't even able to attend everything. There was other podcasts. There were comedy shows. There were concerts, dance performances.
There was Street Fighter tournaments. There was karaoke hosted by different people, including Marty Scurll. Like, there was this whole supercard tournament thing, which Sami Callihan ended up winning, which is, like, hilarious. And can I just say, Sami Callihan is one of the best people I've ever seen perform, because he is the nicest guy ever. But when he is performing, he gets so mad and so into it. He told the whole crowd off. It was like, it was amazing. He is the ultimate heel. Like, just one of my favorite heels ever. He's so good.
Yeah. So after the wrestling on the day four, we just decided, okay, let's just hang it up. Let's, you know, get our bags ready so that we can leave early tomorrow, because we had to catch an early flight. So packed our things and we went to bed. So then the next day, the day that we're leaving the boat, we eat breakfast and then we get our stuff and we start heading to deck 7, where the exit was. So as we get there and we're kind of getting close to where we're getting off, we see Chris Jericho with his bags. He's just kind of off to the side a little bit. We saw Raven kind of getting ready to get off the boat as well. So basically what happened was, this is kind of funny, totally unexpected. So we're walking off and I happen to get a little bit ahead of Christina. There's probably a couple people in between us. So I'm thinking in my head, okay, I'm walking. Now, after I get to a certain point, I said, I'll just stop, pull off to the side, wait for the other people to pass so Christina and I can meet up again, and then we'll walk out together. So I get to that point, I stop, I turn around, and who do I immediately lock eyes with, because they were right behind me the whole time, and I honestly had no idea, Chris Jericho. So I look at him, and he's looking at me, and I just said, like, hey, Chris. I don't even remember exactly what I said.
I think you just said, like, thanks.
Yeah, something quick, and then he just kind of, like, gave me a smile and a nod or whatever. So I thought that was hilarious. And then Raven came up from behind us, and then he started chit-chatting with Jericho, and they were both laughing about whatever they were talking about. So that was pretty funny. We saw Kaz and Daniels and Scorpio Sky get off the boat. They weren't too far behind us either. So then, then we make our way to the airport, and then as we're at the airport, we see all of SCU. I think they were getting their bags checked.
SCU later is what they said to us.
Yeah, so they're like SCU later. So then we were like in the airport, we're like SCU, like SCU. Just a bunch of marks.
SCU, SCU.
So that was pretty funny, and then we find our gate, and as we're sitting at the gate, all of a sudden it's just one after the other. Oh, I would point them out whenever I would see them. Christina would point people out whenever she would see them. So some of the people we saw just sitting, like, while we were sitting at our gate, and they were going to gift shops nearby. Sami Callihan, Adam Page, Corey Taylor walked by with his girlfriend.
Rich Ward
was walking around from Fozzy.
And then we saw Cody.
Cody and Brandy were walking.
Yeah.
Who else? We saw someone else, wasn't it? Or no?
I think there was someone else, but I don't remember who it was.
I don't even remember. But it was just funny, just seeing them all walking around like normal people. Now they're completely removed from being in a wrestling environment. Now they're just, you know, in a public, normal space. So it was kind of funny. Sami Callihan's like buying like candy or something, and maybe like, I don't know. Something like a pop maybe from the vending machine or the little fridge at the gift shop. Like, it was just funny seeing them do like normal things.
I ended up in the elevator with Ricky Steamboat.
I bumped into Pat Patterson in the elevator. Christina was with Ricky Steamboat. I had a small 2-second conversation with James Ellsworth while I was walking down the hallway on our floor. He was getting ready to go to the ring or something, because he was doing a quick appearance that night to set up his match the next day. So it was pretty funny just seeing them in the most random places, in the buffet. I think we saw the Briscoes five times, yeah, in the buffet.
I saw Will Ferreira pretty much every time I was in there.
Yeah. Ellsworth was sitting at a table somewhere every single time. We saw Noel.
Oh, and then we went to dinner the last night
before the
ROH versus Impact. Who was sitting in there? But the entire Elite Bullet Club. It was so cool. Kenny Omega was sitting right there. Oh, and when I met Kenny Omega, when I walked away, he waved at me. It was lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyways. So, if I were to give this cruise experience a rating out of 10, and I'm not going to go say 200 out of 10, just from 1 to 10, how good was my experience on the cruise, I would have to say 6.5.
What?
I'm just joking. It was a 10.
Yeah, what? I was just so offended. It was an 11 for me. It was so good.
I just said you can't break the scale.
I can break whatever I want.
Can you break the walls down?
Yeah. Walls of Jericho. Drink it in, man. Sail away, man.
Yeah, Jericho had special drinks. So they had the Y2 Jawbreaker. They had the Stupid Idiot. They had the Code Breaker. They had all these mixed drinks that they named after Jericho.
Moves and catchphrases. Oh, we didn't even tell them. So on night one, when we came back to the room, we were each gifted a list, an actual clipboard list of Jericho, and a poster, which we ended up using for the meet and greets. There was also a merch stand that was set up, but it didn't really have a lot of wrestler merch. It was more just generic stuff and some stuff from the bands. And then they also had gifted us lanyards each in order to put the schedules in, which had a collector's lanyard type of thing. And then on the last night, they gave us all luggage tags and an 8x10 photo that was taken while Fozzy was on the stage in the opening, starting of the trip. And we're actually in the photo, which is really cool. We can see ourselves. So they gave a lot of stuff away too, to just kind of thank everybody for going and for trusting, because it's the first one ever, so they didn't know how it was going to do. They didn't know if it was going to sell out. But the way that the crowd was interacting and everything, they really kind of paid us back type of thing, and showed their appreciation, which was really neat too. So I would rate it a 10 out of 10 for sure. And I would definitely do it again.
Okay, so yeah, that was our experience and recap of the first ever Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea.
So you can watch the tournament and Alpha Club versus Bullet Club. It's airing on Fight on Saturday, November 3rd. Please check it out. The wrestling was amazing on it, to be honest. It really was amazing. And just seeing Alpha versus Bullet Club was just out of this world. So you should definitely check it out.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye. Indeed.